Saturday, February 3rd, 2018. Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Well, as I expected, the release of the memo is not the end of anything. And to the contrary, it seems to be the continuation of the same division manipulation that continues to drive people back into the two-party deception while pulling their attention away from the real agenda at play. Now, that's not to say that there's not real crimes taking place. I want to see these people behind bars. But until they are there, until they're actually held accountable, I will have my doubts. So let's get into it. Starting with the first story coming out of mintpressnews.com, Trump's drone kill rate of civilians 80 times greater than under Bush. Trump's dangerous expansion of the drone war has authoritatively destroyed any illusion that Trump would genuinely put America first and put an end to dangerous military operations abroad that only served to exacerbate the horrendously bungled war on terror. For instance, after gutting the already lax regulations on drone strikes and giving the CIA free rein to kill whomever they choose, it took Trump only 7 months to surpass the number of civilian deaths that occurred during Obama's entire 8-year presidency. So what's important there is that the CIA is authorized to carry out unilateral drone strikes without anyone else's approval, and no one voted the CIA into power as representatives of the people. This sort of puts a bit of a crimp on the clinging idea that because Trump was voted in, that's debatable to some people, his illegal wars are the will of the people. Well, no one voted for the CIA, and yet they're killing in your name. That's something to really take to heart. Another point to consider, all this information is coming to light about the inherently corrupt nature of our intelligence agencies, as if we didn't already know that. Yet here is the CIA carrying out massively destructive and indiscriminate bombing campaigns with zero oversight. This is a point I addressed in the article yesterday, that what we're seeing here with these civilian casualties is outrageous and happening at an unprecedented level around the world. And there's really no justification for this unless rooted in hate, which is what's stoking a lot of what goes on today. A lot of just general hate for different stereotypes and different religious beliefs around the world based in propaganda. And to me, this exposes the reality, the military-industrial complex, the larger agenda being eclipsed here. That doesn't mean that all this current frenzy is meaningless or that there are no crimes taking place. As I said yesterday, we know that there are. But until people are actually in jail, I will continue to call it as I see it. All of this political theater is created to hide behind, even if many acting in it don't even realize that they're on stage. And speaking of the stage, or rather a peek behind the curtain, the next article coming out of Medium.com, written by Caitlin Johnstone, the biggest Nunes memo revelations have little to do with its content. She makes the point that their reactions before and after the memo's release reveal much more than its content. She also addresses the very same concern I had yesterday, which was that these are only accusations at this point, yet many are taking this as proof of everything. And in reality, it's largely nothing we didn't already know. The article reads, "I'm not saying it's a bad thing that Americans are starting to look critically at the power dynamics in their country. But the partisan filters they've slapped over their eyes are causing mass confusion and delusion. Now, everyone who questions the CIA is a Russian agent. And the term deep state suddenly means literally anyone who doesn't like Donald Trump. Nonetheless, there have been some extremely important revelations as a result of this memo. They just haven't come from the contents of the memo itself. In the same way that cybersecurity analysts observe the metadata underlying hacked files rather than the contents of the files themselves, political analysts have been pointing out that a lot can be learned about the political establishment by looking at its response to the possibility of the memo's release." Quote, "Now it's clear to all," WikiLeaks' Julian Assange tweeted, "the claims about how the Nunes memo would destroy national security were lies. Classification stickers are used by bureaucrats trying to obtain political security for their cronies." Quote, "One effect of the memo, it's an example of how extensively we overclassify information," wrote National Review's David French. Quote, "I'm highly dubious that any information disclosed threatens national security in any way, shape, or form. I'd be willing to bet the Dem response is similarly harmless. Release it." There's also a jarring question posed by Republican Congressman Thomas Massie, one I also posed in yesterday's show. Quote, "Who made the decision to withhold evidence of FISA abuse until after Congress voted to renew the FISA program?" The very surveillance practices alleged to have been abused in this hotly controversial memo are the same which was waved through by the House and the Senate, and by the very same people promoting the memo in many cases. Again, this is something we talked about yesterday, pretty much showing that this memo was in circulation. Prior to this happening, they were aware of this memo. They were aware of the abuses before that they reauthorized for 6 years the FISA Act. Taking this into account, this is all a show, it would seem. Otherwise, how can these congressmen extend the FISA Act for 6 years, then turn around and cry foul the very act they just extended? It reveals the game at play. And the game continues. Going to the next story coming out of ZeroEdge.com. Nunes, FISA memo, just phase one. Now targeting State Department in phase two. Just as we have seen in the past, one thing is revealed, and before anyone can even stop and think about repercussions, we move on to the next incoming story. As I see it, this is day one, and no one has been held accountable. We'll continue to keep count. A White House spokesman has even already stated that they are not seeking DOJ charges for Rosenstein. Well, that didn't take long. Accountability. That's something we've continued to circle around on this show. And it's something that we continue to show is really, without accountability, all of this is irrelevant. We can talk about everything we want. We can release memos every day showing real crimes. But unless someone's actually held accountable, it really does not matter. This reveals the false nature of the entire two-party deception. They all fight for the same team. And it's wars, for that matter. Moving on to the next story coming out of ZeroHedge.com. Mattis threatens military action over Syria gas attack claims, then admits no evidence. I mean, this is just an old story I'm getting very tired of hearing, frankly. It continues to circle around and always goes back to the White Helmets, a verifiable terrorist organization. The article makes many excellent points, two of which were that any time they need to apply pressure to either Russia or Assad, there always seems to be claims of chemical attacks. And that right now, the rebels are losing, the terrorists are losing, and they will do anything to get the U.S. to come back in and take charge, and clearly the U.S. is just itching for an excuse to do so. We actually saw the same coming from Tillerson last week. Neither of them have evidence, and absurdly enough, they say as much, yet both are calling out Assad and Russia with no evidence, and even are threatening military action with no evidence. And that, if that doesn't give you insight into the reality here, I don't know what will. Moving on to the next story coming out of the freethoughtproject.com. Pharmaco has license suspended as vaccine blamed for sterilization of 500,000 women and children. A state-sponsored forced sterilization on a massive scale has allegedly taken place in Africa, according to opposition leaders and the public who are rallying against the government. An industrial pharmaceutical laboratory has since had its license suspended by the Kenya Accreditation Service as a result of the controversy. They're claiming that at least 500,000 young girls and women may be infertile following a vaccine administered by the government in 2014 and 2015. And this is a story that goes into so many different levels. And apparently this was authorized by not only the government, but institutions that basically claimed that these were solid vaccines, that they were tested and the whole nine yards. I mean, really, this goes back to the idea of eugenics. And this is something we've talked about before. And people like Bill Gates, who have openly spoken out about the need for this kind of thing. Not saying that they're going to do it or planning to do it, but spoken out about the logic behind this kind of thing. But then you see Bill Gates and people in these positions openly supporting vaccines and pushing this effort. And so then you see this kind of thing happen. I mean, that's what these people are claiming. The new leader here in Kenya is openly saying that this was an action taken by the government. And then they were trying to force people to give false results to show that it didn't happen. So in reality, now they're trying to reveal that there's a larger conspiracy behind this whole thing. I mean, this idea that, first of all, this gets into the larger idea of vaccines in general. And I always try to make the point that it's always the intent behind it. I would argue that we could find ways to use vaccines in positive aspects, or used for positive means, I should say. Well, as long as the intent behind it, the research and the effort was positive. But there's a lot of negative around vaccines that is completely whitewashed and ignored, despite billions of dollars being paid out for vaccine injuries in vaccine court, which is something most people don't even realize, that there's an actual special court for vaccines, which ensures that the vaccine creators never get held accountable. Again, accountability, which is something that seems to never come into place inside this country. It's always kind of sidestepped by the real power. And that's something that has to continue to stand out to us. But seeing this, to me, it really does stand out as some kind of a larger agenda here to either, you know, depopulation or, I mean, any number of things. I don't want to jump to too many conclusions here. But right now what they're claiming is this was an open effort by the government to basically make these young women sterilized. I mean, that is a shocking claim. So we'll continue to keep track of this and let you know what we find out. But I think to many, this wouldn't stand out as that shocking. It's something we've kind of reported on in the past and something that I think we've come to expect with this kind of evil background behind these larger elite organizations. Moving into the final story of the day, also coming out of the freethoughtproject.com. Overflowing swamp. Nonpartisan watchdog report shows political bribery now at record levels. While President Trump promised to drain the swamp when he was on the campaign trail, a new report from a nonprofit, nonpartisan research group shows that after 1 year of the Trump administration, lobbying is at record levels in Washington. In 2017, there were a number of companies that significantly increased the amount they spent on lobbying, many of which were tech companies. Not a big surprise there. The report noted that Facebook spent $11 million, Amazon spent $13 million, about $2 million more than it spent in 2016, and Google spent $18 million on lobbying. President Trump was also critical of the corruption in Washington while he was on the campaign trail. He told CBS Face the Nation in June 2016 he would have no problem banning lobbyists and big donors from working in his administration. Yet it appears that Trump has changed his tune. In the same way that Obama retreated on his promises, Trump is retreating on his. How many times must the people be fooled by the same recycled ploys? We must remember the reality of these situations will always reveal themselves within the details if we allow ourselves to see them. For more information on the topics discussed, check out thelastamericanvagabond.com or any of the important independent sources in the show notes below. And as always, question everything and come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.